in his robe and produced a ragged hand-rolled cigarette. "Thanks, but I've got me own," Vimes began automatically. His hand stopped halfway to his pocket.
"Ah, yes," said Sweeper. "The silver cigar case. Sybil gave it to you as a wedding present, right? Shame about that."
"I want to go home," said Vimes. It came out as a whisper. He hadn't been sleeping in the past 12 hours, merely recovering. This time it was Sweeper who sat in silence, apart from the rumble of the cylinders.
"You're a policeman, Mr. Vimes," he said eventually. "Well, I'd like you to believe, for a while, that I'm a sort of policeman too, all right? Me and my colleagues, we see that things happen, or don't happen. Don't ask questions right now, just nod."
Vimes shrugged instead.
"Good. And let's say on our patrol we found you, as it might be, in a metaphorical kind of way, lying in the gutter on a Saturday night singing a rude song about wheelbarrows."
"I don't know a rude song about wheelbarrows," Sweeper sighed.
"Hedgehogs, custard, one-string fiddles, it really doesn't matter. Now, we found you a long way from where you should be, and we'd like to get you home, but it's not as easy as you might think."
"I've gone back in time, haven't I? It was that bloody library. Everyone knows the magic in there makes strange things happen."
"Well, yes. It was mainly that, yes. It's more true to say that you, got caught up in a major event."
"Can anyone get me back? Can you get me back?"
"Well," said Sweeper, looking awkward.
"Wizards can if you can't," said Vimes. "I'll go and see them in the morning."
"Oh, you will you? I'd like to be there when you do. These ain't the wizards under decent old Redcolor, you know, and you're not His Grace Commander Sir Samuel Vimes neither. You're a rough-looking devil who'll be burbling a story about thunderstorms and flying through time to a bunch of rather devious and unpleasant men. You'll be lucky if they only laugh at you. Anyway, even if they wanted to be helpful, they'd hit the same problem."
"And what's that?"
"It can't be done. Not yet."
For the first time in the conversation, Sweeper looked ill at ease.
"The big problem I'm facing, Mr. Vimes, is that I ought to tell you a few things that I'm not, in any circumstances, allowed to tell you. But you're a man who isn't happy until he knows the facts. I respect that. So, if I tell you everything, can you spare me, 20 minutes of your time? It could save your life."
"All right," said Vimes. "But what?"
"You've got a bargain," said Sweeper. "Roll on, boys."
The noise of the big cylinders changed for a moment, and Vimes felt a very slight shock, a suggestion that his whole body had just gone plib.
20 minutes, said Sweeper. "I'll answer every question, and then, Mr. Vimes, we'll have a little chat and send you back from 20 minutes in the future to now, and you'll tell yourself what you and me agree you ought to know, which will be most of it, really. You're a man who can keep secrets, OK?"
"Yeah, but..." Vimes began. The tone of the spinning cylinders changed slightly. Sam Vimes saw himself standing in the middle of the room.
"That's me!" "Yeah, right," said Sweeper. "Now, listen to the man."
"Hello, Sam," said the other Vimes, staring not quite at him. "I can't see you, but they say you can see me. Remember the smell of lilac? You thought about those who died. And then you told Willikins to hose down that kid. And you've got a pain in your chest and you're a bit worried about it, but you haven't told anyone. That's about enough, I think. You know I'm you. Now, there's some things I can't tell you. I can know them because I'm in a..." The speaker stopped and looked away, as if he was taking instruction from someone off stage. "A closed loop. You could say I'm 20 minutes of your life you don't recall. Remember when you had..." A sensation that his whole body had just gone plib. Sweeper stood up.
"I hate to do this," he said, "but we're in the temple and we can pretty much dampen out the paradoxes. On your feet, Mr. Vimes, I'm going to tell you everything."
"You just said you couldn't." Sweeper smiled.
"I need any help with those handcuffs?"
"What? These old capstick mark ones? No, just give me a nail in a couple of minutes. How come I'm in a temple?"
"I brought you here."
"You carried me?"
"No, you walked with me. Blindfolded, of course, and then when..."